From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, Samsung Electronics and its largest labor union begin what could be their final round of government-mediated wage negotiations. President Lee Jae-myung holds a phone meeting with U.S. President Donald Trump to discuss the recent Washington-Beijing summit, and Trump says the U.S. and China confirm their shared goal of denuclearizing North Korea. And Foreign Minister Cho Yun asks his Iranian counterpart to clarify Tehran's position on the explosion and fire aboard the South Korean cargo ship, the HMM Namo. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Chan. Samsung Electronics and its largest labor union are embroiled in a two-day discussion, likely the final round of government-mediated wage negotiations out of a looming 18-day strike. Amid concerns about the repercussions of the shutdown on the nation's economy, President Lee Jae-myung said the rights of businesses should be respected as much as those of labor. Gui Jin has the details.
Labor and management gathered Monday morning at the National Labor Relations Commission at the government complex in Sejong to exchange views. Negotiations will take place in earnest in the afternoon and continue into Tuesday. The crux of the dispute is the union's demand that bonuses be set at 15% of operating profit, that the performance payout cap be abolished, and that the bonus system be standardized. The company has proposed maintaining the current excess profit incentive system while allowing the bonus be based on either 10% of operating profit or economic value. The talks come amid concerns that the strike may run up losses of up to 100 trillion won, or about $67 billion, given the economy's heavy reliance on semiconductor exports. As it remains unclear whether management and labor can bridge their differences, the government has said it may be forced to invoke its emergency arbitration powers, which would suspend industrial action for 30 days, a move that would face censure from labor groups. Gui Jin, KBS World Radio News.
President Lee Jae-myung spoke by phone with U.S. President Donald Trump on Sunday evening about Trump's recent summit with Chinese President Xi Jinping and the prospect of peace on the Korean Peninsula. According to a presidential office spokesperson, the call lasted approximately 30 minutes, beginning at 10 p.m. local time. It was the second phone call between the two leaders following their first conversation on June 6th of last year, shortly after Yi took office. Trump shared with Yi the results of his recent summit with Xi as an allied nation, the spokesperson said. The two leaders also held what the spokesperson described as an empathetic exchange on the issue of peace on the Korean Peninsula. They additionally discussed the implementation of the agreements inked at the most recent summit between the two nations. U.S. President Donald Trump reaffirmed his goal of denuclearizing North Korea with Chinese President Xi Jinping during the two leaders' summit in Beijing last week. In a fact sheet released on Sunday, the White House said the two leaders had reached consensus on several issues, including their shared goal to denuclearize the North. In an earlier interview with ABC News, U.S. Trade Representative Jameson Greer said Trump and Xi had agreed that the goal on the Korean Peninsula remains denuclearization. Though it had been reported that the two leaders had discussed North Korea in Beijing, the fact sheet marked the first time either side had confirmed their agreement on the issue. The fact sheet also said Trump and Xi had agreed that Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon, called on Tehran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz, and shared a view that no country or organization can charge tolls for use of the waterway. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has called for the reinforcement of the frontline units on the country's border with the South. The North state-run mouthpiece, the Korean Central News Agency, reported that Kim held a meeting with the commanders of the Army's divisions and brigades on Sunday and said the advancement of military technology at key units, particularly frontline forces, was vital in deterring war. Kim highlighted the country's policy of turning the southern border into an impregnable fortress and strengthening the frontline units as he urged the military to continue to heighten awareness against what he called North Korea's archenemy. The KCNA cited Kim as saying the country plans to remodel the military's organizational structure and strengthen first line and other major units as an important decision to more thoroughly deter war. The regime leader also stressed the commander's responsibility for building the world's strongest military and announced a reform of the training system, placing greater emphasis on practical drills suited to modern warfare. Foreign Minister Cho Hyun has spoken with his Iranian counterpart on the phone and asked him to clarify Tehran's position on the explosion and fire aboard the HMM Namu in the Strait of Hormuz earlier this month. According to Seoul's foreign ministry on Sunday, Cho briefed Iranian Foreign Minister Saeed Abbas Araghchi on the South Korean government's ongoing investigation and its tentative conclusion that the ship was attacked. The minister also stressed the importance of safe and free navigation for all vessels in the strait and asked Araghchi to state Iran's position on the relevant facts. Araghchi outlined Iran's perspective on the current situation in the Middle East and expressed agreement on the need to restore safe transit in the key shipping route by putting an end to confrontations there. The two sides also agreed to continue to communicate to ensure the safety of South Korean vessels and crew members in the choke point. The United Arab Emirates says a drone strike has caused a fire at its Baraka nuclear power plant, built by a South Korean consortium led by the state-run Korea Electric Power Corporation. Abu Dhabi's media office shared on social media on Sunday local time that authorities had responded to a fire at an electrical generator outside the inner perimeter of the Baraka nuclear power plant in the Al Dhafra region. It did not identify the perpetrators of the attack. It added that no injuries were reported and there was no impact on radiological safety levels. South Korea's foreign ministry and KEPCO also confirmed there were no casualties involving South Korean workers at the plant. The government has started its second round of fuel relief payouts aimed at supporting the lower 70% income bracket to alleviate household costs and soften the impact of high prices resulting from the ongoing conflict in the Middle East. According to the Ministry of the Interior and Safety on Monday, some 36 million people are eligible for subsidies of up to 250,000 won, or roughly $166, depending on where they live. The program offers 100,000 won for those living in Seoul, 150,000 won for those in non-metropolitan areas, 200,000 won for people in preferential support areas experiencing population decline, and 250,000 won for people in special support areas. North Korea's Naegoyang Women's FC arrived in South Korea on Sunday for the 2025-26 Asian Football Confederation Women's Champions League semifinals against Suwon FC Women. The team entered the country through Incheon International Airport at about 2:20 p.m., and Seoul Unification Ministry said the delegation includes 27 athletes and 12 staff members. It marks the first visit to the South by North Korean athletes since the International Table Tennis Federation's World Tour Grand Finals, held in Incheon in December 2018. Founded in 2012 in Pyongyang, Naegoyang Women's FC won the championship in the North's top-tier Women's Premier League in the 2021-22 season. The semifinal match between Suwon FC Women and Naegoyang Women's FC is scheduled for 7 p.m. on May 20th at Suwon Sports Complex. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index rose 22.86 points, or 0.31% on Monday, to close at 7,516.04. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ lost 18.73 points, or 1.66%, to close at 1,111.09. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Chang.